This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Monday briefing on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horne, Ken Kessler. I'm not going to introduce McFadden because he's
what
a jerk.
Sonny?
Yeah. J-E-R-K-K-K.
That's me, jerk.
Making fun of some of the listeners.
My good ear, please. My good ear.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. You'll be there sooner or later, pal.
Yeah, I'm on my way, man.
Yeah.
All right, here's what you need to know. Today, on the trail of Ebola, officials in Dallas trying to figure out how a nurse who had treated Thomas Eric Duncan before he died became infected despite wearing a lot of protective gear. This is the question.
This hospital is so crazy.
Yeah.
This is where it's all happening, right?
It's one of a couple things. They either have no clue of what's going on and how to handle this.
There it is.
Everybody has no clue. It's Ebola. How do we handle this? What's going on? But this hospital.
The fact that he got sent home from that hospital twice, and now this lady's come down with it. And people are speculating it came when she took off of her hazmat costume. She had to take that off and somehow didn't do it the right way.
She had to put her makeup on before she put it back on again. That's how that works. 888-302-3684. Comments to facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. Liberia asking health workers who are threatening to go on strike. These are the people who are treating the virus. They don't want them to go on strike, really. They all want higher wages. Same as the burial workers who went on strike last week. So I said, just take a bucket loader, go down the main street. Anybody who's dead, put them at the end of the street and burn them. Don't touch them. You don't have to touch them. You use equipment. It doesn't make any difference. They're just blood and messes of flesh. So you put them in a tractor, bucket loader, push them down the street.
Didn't that guy, the NBC photographer, get it from
your
car?
Yeah.
The germs can last for a couple of hours, it looks like.
You can sanitize the machine. Stay away from the bucket of the loader.
How would you like this to happen to you? Say you live in Dallas and you live in a neighborhood where the nurse lives who has contracted it, and all of a sudden somebody knocks on your door and there's a pamphlet there, or you get a reverse 911 call letting you know that one of your neighbors has been identified as the Ebola victim.
Lovely. Ain't that lovely?
What do you do then?
I think the scariest part is the fact that no one knows exactly what happens here. I mean, most doctors have said that you can't transmit through sweat or it's not airborne, but it's just through bodily fluid. Okay, so you figure you can avoid somebody's bodily fluids except for sweat. I mean, that's just ridiculous. People sweat on bus seats, on airplane seats, or whatever else, right? But these strains, I think what is so scary, and maybe it's fear-mongering, Dougie, you'll probably say that, but that the strains of the virus can change as it grows and reconditions itself to its environment. I mean, to have it go into sweat, that's what's really...
It's fear-mongering, Jennifer.
It is. It's fear-mongering, Dougie, but it works for me because it's scary. Ew, I don't want that.
And it's, after all, it's Halloween month. 10 past the hour, the sentencing of Oscar Pistorius.
How many people are going to walk around as Ebola victims for Halloween?
Oh, I already know that.
One of the biggest selling costumes already.
Really? I was thinking of that.
It's really just a zombie.
Oh, my God.
Is that what it is?
Right. How about an Oscar Pistorius uniform or
my cousin's
costume?
Going as Hulk, as Ebola Hulk Hogan.
Great. Ebola Hulk Hogan is silly stuff. Oscar Pistorius trial ended. Now he gets the sentencing will last a couple of different, different phases of this thing. We don't understand completely how the system works in South Africa, but he's going to he's paid the penalty. In these circumstances, sending him to jail doesn't really do anything. Whether he shot her in cold blood or not, what does sending him to jail do?
Lets everybody else know that wants to off their girlfriend that they'll only have a few months of misery.
Plus he also has had this behavior before, allegedly. His other girlfriend had spoken out about how he was abusive to her, so maybe this is a pattern in his, that's his thing.
If he's found guilty, you have to be punished.
Really? If the shoe fits, wear it.
If the glove fits, you must.
I was trying to be clever. Yeah. Thank you, at least for a few of you recognizing
just,
that.
It's such a funny thing that it could either be a fine or 15 years in prison. I mean, he's already served what? He's already been in prison like 3 years.
Who's faithful, you and me?
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Crowds of protesters marching today in St. Louis. 4 days of rallies over the weekend. Hundreds and hundreds of people from across the country came to protest police conduct, appropriately, in my opinion, in Ferguson and St. Louis. The police. I'm not off on the guy who shot the kid. I don't think we still know what the story of that is. The kid who had the gun shot back at the police officer, why he was chasing them in the first place. Anybody find out why that officer off duty on a detail chased after these youngsters, including the one who shot back at him three times? What were they doing?
Anything about it yet?
No, nobody said anything. Nobody's released a word about what these youngsters were doing. Why was the police officer chasing them? I want to know that before I make any sort of judgmental call. It's pretty easy to make judgmental calls on Ferguson because they have such a bad reputation there. The police do. But in St. Louis, I want to know what these kids were doing first, and then we'll figure out who gets it in the neck. 888-302-3684. Peaceful pro-democracy protest against Beijing entering its third week today. Group fed up with the disruptions trying to charge at the demonstrators. It has interrupted business big time in Hong Kong, and Hong Kong is a big business center. Typhoon Vongfang. This is really, the NASA satellites now give you so much insight as to how weather patterns look. There are some amazing photos of this typhoon as it zeroes in on these areas in Japan. Hundreds of thousands of people had to evacuate the coast of several Japanese islands. Typhoon Vongfang. So they've had a tough season over there. We've had no hurricanes at all. You notice that? Not a one this season.
Well,
the season's
Mexico,
pretty much over. I'm talking about America. Yeah. Usually on the East Coast, we get six or seven threats a year. Early in the season, there was one, but it didn't amount to anything. And the season's pretty much over. So there it is.
Right?
Yep. Global warming. Do you know?
This is the second song you've sung in 90 seconds.
And that's a problem because?
Because you cannot talk about anything without it somehow being related to some 40-year-old song.
All right, let's see if we can come up with a song for gay weddings. What do we have for gay weddings?
Show tunes.
Yeah.
It's a nice day for... Oh, come on, Rich.
That was funny. Gay couples begin applying for marriage licenses today in Alaska. Woo-hoo! How many... there are a lot of guys up there, right? Not many women?
Tons of guys, yeah.
Yeah, that could be the problem. If that's a problem. Federal judge says, okay, I don't understand why there still are bans. The Supreme Court said last week, no bans. They're all illegal. Let everybody marry whoever they want to marry. So why are there still...
That's not what they said.
What did they say?
They said they weren't going to hear the appeals from the states where it had been struck down, and they were trying
just
to
gonna let it,
strike it back.
They'll just let everybody else start thinking it's normal, like, you know, it's okay. And then they'll take it in 2 years and go, well, this is the new law of the land.
It is normal. Let's see here. New York Stock Exchange last week. Did you notice? Anybody got stocks watching your 401k go
in front of my financial advisor, watching him sweat as he was talking to me about my future?
You guys have stocks at a financial advisor?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. 401ks and IRAs.
Huh. Jennifer lives in a neighborhood. They don't allow retirement accounts in her neighborhood.
Jennifer, you should be cranking up your 401k right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If not earlier.
Just one thing. I have to make a house payment.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. $100 a month. That's all you need. Then crank it up.
Yeah,
more.
It is. Yeah,
anything. I'm going to start one for my kids here in the next few years, an IRA.
All right, so the big movie of the weekend was Gone Girl. We were going to, I'm not sure we want to see that. I looked at it and I've been told that it was pretty violent.
Gone Girl?
Yeah.
Really. Yeah, it's a thriller.
Yeah, it's with Ben Affleck, but it did number one business this weekend. I went to see a movie that was, we just were in line and we wanted to see the movie with the judge. We wanted to see that movie. But it was, had the wrong time. So we picked a movie out based on who was in the cast. And Meredith is there. She's got her iPhone, and she's looking up all the information about the as we're in the line to buy tickets.
Said, wow, oh, that's amazing, Doug.
Oh, will you stop it? I thought it was pretty amazing, frankly. You jerk. You are a jerk today. Even though you just were funny a minute ago. Why is that so? I just find it...
What is that little information box?
Yeah. Yeah, but it was... Anyway.
It's like a computer in her hand. She can surf the internet.
Oh, Kenny, you're not doing a very good job of sticking up for your boss there. Hi, Tony. We went to see the movie with it was quite Jason Bateman and Jane Fonda. I don't usually like him, but
he's a funny guy.
And what's his face?
How was that movie? I didn't know it was still out. Is it any good?
It's a nice movie. Yeah, it's a good movie. It was really quite a nice movie. And now I can't remember the name of it, but it's about
a
family sitting shiva for the death of their father. Altman.
Tina Fey was in it, right?
Tina Fey was good in it, too. Yeah. Yeah, it was good. It was a good movie. Anybody who wants to go see something, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to duck looking around for bullets in the theater, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So those, there are some good things out there, even though they're hard. It was kind of like what's on TV. Saw The Good Wife last night. That's good. And Madam Secretary, I still think that's...
Oh, it's such a snooze fest. It's awful.
You think it is?
Have you watched
like
it?
It?
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I've watched it every week.
Really? I'd rather watch paint dry. I think it's so...
Really?
Bad. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
I thought it was... You know, I think it's a good movie. A good TV show.
I'm totally into Gotham, though, and I'm into Stalker. Have you watched either of those?
Gotham, I saw a few minutes of. Pretty cool.
Actually, we were so talking good. About figuring out how to make the DVD thing work, Richie, so we could actually watch some of these things like Blacklist.
Why don't you consult that little
DVD,
iPhone?
The DVR thing.
That,
yeah.
Too. 2019 after on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio.
Science is all around us, and the new National Geographic Kids book, Try This, 50 Fun Experiments for the Mad Scientist in You, encourages kids to be curious. Glow-in-the-dark hands, rocket balloons, toothbrush robots. Who knew science could be such fun and so easy to explore? I'm Lee Wind, and I sat down with author Karen Romano-Young, who wants kids to experiment, play, make a mess, share, laugh, and ooh and ah about science. Creating this book was one big experiment, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I had written the book. I had planned all of the experiments, and then the next step was to photograph them. And I thought, well, we're going to get a studio somewhere, and there will be a photographer, and we'll bring kids in as models. We'll set things up and make it look like they're doing it, which is what they do in a lot of other books. But no, National Geographic said, no, we want you to do it at your house, and we want the kids to come and do all of the experiments. And I wasn't sure at first, but after the first day, I was completely sold, because these kids came in not sure what they were going to do, and after a couple of hours they're all laughing or talking to each other. They're giving us ideas about things. There are experiments and projects in this book that we included because the kids said, hey, let's try this, or did you know that you could, you know, stick a skewer through a balloon in this certain way and it won't pop? We all said, what? But this is really how science works. People talking about things, people experimenting in a playful way. Well, what if we did this? What if we did that? We had 28 kids, equal numbers of boys and girls, and we got this just enormous level of enthusiasm from everyone who was involved. It was just a hoot. I loved it.
That's National Geographic Kids author Karen Romano-Young speaking about her National Geographic Kids Try This, 50 fun experiments for the mad scientist in you. NGKidsTryThis.com has experiments, an educator's guide, and more of my discussion with Karen.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else. A meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Dudley, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, time for our one-hit wonder.
What?
I can start now. One-hit wonder time on Good Day.
Let's do this again.
All right, so go ahead.
Wait, bye-bye. Take two. Hold on. Let me get my thing out.
Amadeus.
I'm just trying to get it.
Here we go. 18 seconds.
I'll take number two. All right.
Go. It is time for our daily one-hit wonder contest. A song by a group who had only one hit in the United States. You may dial this up when you figure it out. 888-302-3684. A bunch of one-hit wonders will be the prize. Here we go with the lyric content.
Sounds like a day on the farm.
Tune was number one during this week in 1986.
Wow.
Call me Rock Me Amadeus, Australian group. Actually, I don't think it's a group. This is one guy, isn't it? One person? I think it's one person. Recorded at top the American pop music charts. Call us now at 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder group. When I say us, I mean Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, and me. 888-302-3684. His real name is Johan Hans.
Sounds like a relative.
Muscle movies. As a youngster, he was able to keep time with the drum beat that he heard from songs he was listening to on the radio. By the time he was four, he was given a baby grand piano, and at five, he auditioned for the Vienna Music Academy. He had perfect pitch. Thank you, Doug. Perfect pitch. From 78 to 83, he was the bass player for the Austrian punk rock band. What's the name of it? It's called a punk rock band? I don't know what the name of the group is. He was planning a comeback tour in 1998, but got killed in an automobile accident. He was only 40 when he died. So who is this? 888-302-3684. Certainly, I remember it. You remember this one? Everybody remember this one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's try. Rishi, you had him. You want me to try? I'll put him on my side instead of you putting him on your side.
You can do that.
Here's Sean in Texas. Hello, Sean. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir. How are things there?
going all right so far. One-hit wonder guy. Yeah, it's a Falco.
Falco, that is correct. People tell you you sound like Sam Elliott.
Never been told that.
No, really.
Do you look like Sam Elliott?
Well, I guess I sound like Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott, yes, the actor and voiceover artist, has a very deep sort of Texas drawl. And yeah, no, I think you do. You sound a lot like him. So what do you do in El Paso besides be worried about whether they're going to come across from El Ciudad de Juarez and blow everything up?
I work in the fuel industry.
The fuel industry.
Big business.
Does that mean you're an oil tycoon? Is that what that means?
No, not exactly. I'm one of the low men on the totem pole.
Doesn't he sound like Sam Elliott? My God, listen
to
him.
He's got the voice, yeah.
He sure does sound like
Sam
Elliott.
Hey, didn't they just catch one of the big cartel guys down there right across the border from you guys?
Yeah, that's what I'd heard, but I don't know.
So most people in El Paso don't pay much attention to all this stuff, do they? Because it's every day.
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of people here don't. I do definitely keep myself better informed than most of El Pasoans, but yeah, that I had heard something about that recently. Just didn't get under all the details of it.
Well, that's why KTSM is the number one talk station in El Paso, because people are listening to find out what's going on, right? It's a good thing.
Absolutely.
Smart people like yourself. Yeah.
Smart people like Sean. All right, Sean, hold on just a second, and we will send you, get your address, send you a copy of one of these one-hit wonder CDs put together on her master's voice CD. You'll recognize that when you see it, 28 at the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Oh no, Fido and Fluffy have fleas and now the whole family is scratching. If this scenario sounds all too familiar, take heart. There are things you can do to keep your household flea-free. Prevention is the most important thing. I have found that fleas are much more likely to attack a pet who is not in good health, has dry skin. Fleas are attracted to pets with dry skin because it's easier to burrow and get the blood that they live on. Brush your pet on a regular basis may also be helpful, particularly if your pet spends time outdoors. Brushing helps remove fleas and flea eggs. And check your pet regularly, what I call Warren's white towel test. Roll your pet around in a white towel. You'll see flecks on the towel. That's a good indication that you have fleas. And if you opt to treat the pet yourself, make sure you read those labels carefully and never mix products. And make sure you treat the environment. Here's a little secret. I don't recommend flea collars for your pets, but take a flea collar, cut it up, put it in the vacuum cleaner bag. This way, when you vacuum the house and you vacuum those fleas and the flea eggs, the fleas won't reinfest the area once again. Oh, Warren Eckstein.
Are you concerned about the effect bug repellent chemicals have on your family's health? Now there's Cedarside, an organic bug spray. Cedarside carries a suite of pest control products made from all natural cedar oil. They kill and repel a variety of bugs, yet they're not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. To order, go to cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464. 800-842-1464. Cedarside, effective pest control that's safe for people, pets, and premises.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Okay, let's get into some of the good news for today. It's Monday, October the 13th. Jennifer Horn is here. That's good. Rich McFadden is here. And Ken Kessler is here. That's a good thing. Lives saved over the weekend. A woman from England whose kidneys were failing her is recovering today after receiving an organ donation from somebody she doesn't know. The stranger found out what the story was. Said, check me out, see if it is a match. It was, so he gave her one of his kidneys. No explanation, nobody knows who he is, just in and out. There's an amazing, there. The woman would have been dead by now. Isn't that amazing? People, some people are just so selfless.
Yeah.
God love them. A couple of New York City police officers ran onto railroad tracks right in front of an oncoming train late Saturday night to save a woman who had fallen on the tracks. Literally a movie moment. Onto the tracks, jump into the way of the train, saw the train was starting to slow down. They got her off the tracks just in a nick of time. A movie moment, for sure. Think about these things and how great something like that is. Here's another good story about Manuel Valdez, released from the Huntsville State Prison after 9 years behind bars for murdering a one-year-old child. He was charged, found guilty. They paid no attention to the fact that the evidence pointed to the fact he was 1,000 miles away on a construction job. He still was convicted, and the years of work trying to straighten out how the court-appointed attorney bungled and messed the situation up. This is why it's good that we have the American Civil Liberties Union. You may or may not like them, and I don't care for them sometimes, but I will tell you something. When it comes to stuff like this, they take on a project like that. Here's another circumstance, pretty much the same.
We should have a law that says any district attorneys who mess up, like one case, okay.
They go to the sentence.
But let's say they go through your record over 10 years, and they find that you've sent 15 innocent people to jail just because of your incompetence.
Yeah.
should you go to jail?
888-302-3684. Here's the story, Richie, of a woman who spent 17 years in the slammer for the death of a homeless man who was proven innocent and has been freed over the weekend. Her name is Susan Marie Mellon, 59 years of age, told reporters after she was released from the Torrance jail that she always knew one day God would bring the truth to light. 8 hours earlier, an L.A. County judge overturned her conviction, saying her attorney failed to properly represent her. A woman who claimed she heard Mellon confess was an habitual liar and just didn't like her. And they rested the whole case on this woman who was a proven liar. Apparently she'd been a snitch. So here's a woman that goes to jail for 17 years and had nothing to do with the death of this person. Just, and they based her, she was convicted on the witness testimony. She was convicted of beating a man at his home, orchestrating it, sentenced to life in prison, no possibility of parole, and yet somebody thought enough of her. She looks like somebody's grandmother. I'm looking at a picture of her now. You can look her up online if you want to. Susan Mellon, M-E-L-L-E-N. Her case was investigated by Deirdre O'Connor, head of a project known as Innocent Matters, and it works on freeing people around the country who are wrongly convicted. Man, there's a charity I want to give some money to. Wouldn't I like to? Didn't you want to support somebody like this? The woman was June Patty, who testified against her, had a long history of giving false tips to law enforcement. Good God, and they pay attention? What the hell's the matter with this system?
Yeah, you'd think there'd be some records about
that. Well, hey, listen, God. If you're a cop on the street, you get your info from the people who hang out with the people that, you know, so you're going to get some...
Rats!
Yeah.
Yeah, they are rats. 888-302-3684. Here's Hugh in Vero Beach, WTTV. Hi, Hugh.
Hi, how you doing?
No, well,
I think public defenders should be held accountable, especially if they have a losing track record sending innocent people to jail. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if they don't go to jail, at least obviously they're employed by the government because they're public defenders, civil suits should be up. I mean, they should be able to sue,
yeah.
I think.
Yep, and get some... this woman who's got 17 years in prison for...
Wow.
Not doing so. What does she do?
They hit the lottery. I mean, they have to pay with their life for 17 years. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's a guaranteed payout by the state when you get out.
Yeah.
No, the first fellow you talked about, 9 years. I mean, that's 9 years out of your life.
17 years for the woman.
Well, the woman. I mean, they should be held accountable somehow, for sure.
Absolutely. Yep, we're with you, Hugh. Thanks. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Rich or Jennifer at DougStephan.com or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Let's see here. Bud says, what's really scary is that they do this knowing all the while a real killer is still out there. See, that's kind of what I'm...
That's the scary part, exactly.
Well, they do it because they don't know what to do to go get the real killer. They've got somebody there, and we need to do whatever we can do to get this person in jail.
Yeah, right. And no matter what the expense.
No matter what.
Are built
those people should go to jail. Here's here's Steve, who says a lot of gung-ho DAs just want another notch on their belt, don't care if somebody is innocent or not. There's way too much of that. You're right. Way too much of it. Let's see here. David said, as a young person who recently completed jury duty, watching the DA swagger around the courtroom made me sick. I have zero respect for these people. It's all about conviction.
Well, I think that's dangerous, too. I mean, there are, again, you can't put everybody in the same bag saying everybody's after
that's
convicted.
Not good. No, I agree.
I mean,
there's
the
some good ones.
The DA has a job to do. Mm-hmm. And,
well, let's get
some
good ones, though.
Let's just make sure they're doing it the right way.
Mm-hmm. Here's, let's see, who's this? Ron says, unfortunately, people assume that a person who is at trial is already guilty. They assume that the police and the judges, the prosecutors, are decent beings who wouldn't put innocent people on trial. That's a really wrong notion at all. Let's see here. Bree says, worse yet, it took them 17 years on this woman's case to figure it out.
hope she gets some compensation. Yeah, that's it. The truth is that false testimony, false witness, prosecutor's misconduct, coerced confession, so forth, happen more often than you can think. And there's a real problem with America's criminal justice system. I think you're right about that. They'll tell you it's the best one in an imperfect world. Wasn't that Winston Churchill who said...
It's the worst best.
The worst best case scenario. Right. Yeah. Our poll on the weekend asked you about the top 10 talk topics. Basically, much of the material that we talk about here and elsewhere. What was most important to you? 24% of you said the battle against ISIS. I still don't understand. That's come up number one for the last, what, 3-4 weeks, Kenny, on this list. The
yeah,
ISIS
I so.
Thing. Hmm. I don't even begin to understand how, for the most part, that's a worry for a lot of people. But then you could say, well, we were told not to worry about Ebola, and that's now a threat. 20% of you said that was the most important thing to discuss from last week. 19% of you said the elections, midterm elections, that said that was pretty important as well. Let's see here. 9% said immigration reform. There's no real news or change there. It's an ongoing thing, to be sure. 8% Obamacare. 7% Supreme Court issuing rulings on gay marriage. 6% North Korean leadership question. What's happened to that over the weekend, by the way? What's happened? Kim Jong-un?
He's still missing.
Hmm?
No, he's still missing. Somebody was saying on the news that they're speculating that he is actually, it's a coup, that it's not his health that's failing,
yeah,
that someone has taken over for him,
yeah.
But that he's not dead because they respect that line, his lineage too much, that he's
really
just not cooperating with them, and until he starts cooperating, they won't announce where he is, and typically that kind of announcement would come during our holiday season, so you might hear, like, in December where he is.
Huh?
Isn't that weird? Yeah.
Why?
Apparently North Korea makes a lot of these announcements during the American holidays.
What's that going to do with anything?
I don't know, but that's what I was listening to. It shows most of the announcements they make. They do during the Christmas season.
Offed his, what was it, like his brother or girlfriend?
Maybe
or
off the company,
yeah. And his uncle. His uncle and his
uncle.
Uncle.
Yeah. I mean, come on now.
But they think, I mean, people were, the guy I was listening to is speculating that he's still alive and they're just waiting for him to start cooperating.
Really? Cooperating with what?
I don't know. What is Dennis Rodman going to do, though? That's like his...
Dennis Rodman. No, he's not. That's an exaggeration.
They're besties.
How do you figure that?
They hang out together. I'm guessing that Kim Jong-un doesn't have many friends, and I know that Dennis Rodman is one of them, so in my mind, they're besties.
I don't know that they still are. I think that that's a silly comment to make.
You're silly.
I am. I think
How
you're
do you
silly.
Like that?
No, I think you're silly. All right, Scott Fredericks, who is the manager of our affiliate in Billings, Montana, is a big BuzzBox supporter. He just received his fifth shipment of BuzzBox coffee. Every month, the radio station there gets a couple of pounds of BuzzBox coffee. They signed up for it. They pay for it. He says everybody likes it so much so that I'm going to have to start buying 3 bags a month. For the first couple of months, shared it with people around the radio station, but they're now giving it to radio station clients. How's that for being cool? I think it's great. I think it is a good present to give people. Once you get them lined up, give them the first one free, and you'll look like a hero, even though it doesn't cost you anything, because the first BuzzBox coffee shipment to you doesn't cost anything. So just sign up with different people's names. Here's the way this works. I have sheets of names, information on people.
I have
just
no sheets.
Me. Really? Sleep on the floor then. There are a lot of people here. I'm looking at where they... There are, let's see, Hawaii, Hamburg, various places around Arizona, Montana, Florida, Arizona. It's a cool overview of where we have the people in Palm Springs, where we have lots of listeners. The point that I'm making here is that BuzzBox Coffee has gotten a great reputation because it deserves it. It smells. Jennifer, you drink BuzzBox coffee.
Mm-hmm. I love it. And what's great is when it comes to your door, you don't even have to look to see where it's from because you can actually smell it coming through the box.
Good. Yep. If you're a coffee lover, a coffee drinker, then you should sign up for your free pound today by calling 866-456-7805. Or you simply go to DougStephan.com, click on the BuzzBox on the right-hand side of most of the pages at DougStephan.com, get the story, sign up. USDA certified organic shade grown, the top 1% of the coffees grown in the world. They're fairly traded. That's what goes into BuzzBox coffee. You'll understand what Jennifer is talking about. You'll understand why it is the official coffee of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. It's a very important brand. It's something that people only would know about if you were listening to this program and others that support BuzzBox coffee. There are all kinds of flavor compounds that people put into regular coffee to kill the taste of it. But this is natural, pure, and wonderful. 866-456-7805. I can't tell you enough how many people tell me. Meredith drinks it all the time. She signed up her daughter. Signed up. I think Megan has signed up for it because she's a coffee drinker. So sign up. Be the first kid on your block to get this this wonderful fragrance aroma in your mailbox. Sign up for BuzzBox Coffee. Taste the difference and make a difference. 866-456-7805 or go to DougStephan.com.
The world is very different since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. This interweb thing? Not around. You wanted to know the answer to something? You just asked old man Russell. And if he didn't know, he made it up. That's why everyone in my town thought lightning bugs were filled with real lightning. Hey, we weren't always the sharpest tools in the shed, but we knew Geico was a smart deal.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the CAPC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates the DeVry College of New York.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by November 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends October 31st, 2014.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. It's totally new, totally advanced, and it even looks different. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, and it's the number one name in acne care. But Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before, and it's better for your skin, too. Proactiv Plus is their best, most effective solution ever. The plus means more. You get more medicine to heal blemishes and help prevent breakouts, plus more solutions to acne problems, like dark marks, dryness, redness, and oil. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-867-2116. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus 100% risk-free. Get fantastic results, or you pay nothing, guaranteed. All of today's callers will also get 2 free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-867-2116. 1-800-867-2116.
And now another Staples business tip. Getting your company name out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business cards?
Got it.
Customized mugs?
In the bag.
Postcards?
Yep.
Lawn signs?
Mm-hmm.
Oversized printouts?
Checkers.
Full-color double-sided brochures?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Didn't we delete those?
Why would we?
Oh.
We also have shredders. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
Our video of the day today at DougStephan.com is found by Michael Fortier on the staff. Features Ellie May, a 3-year-old French bulldog, playing with a young buck in her family's backyard in Nova Scotia. Very cool.
Really fun.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Well, let's see. And literally, that is this. Let's see what's going on. Another day, another reboot, Jennifer, as we check out television news and information.
Another day, another Dalla, another reboot.
Dalla.
Adala. Legendary TV is developing a remake of the 1965 sci-fi series Lost in Space. This is according to Deadline.com. Dracula Untold writers Matt Sazama and Burke Sharpless, isn't that a great name, will pen the adaptation and executive produce alongside Kevin Burns, who holds the rights to the original. I never watched Lost in Space, Deggy, but was this a TV show that you liked a lot?
Nah. But
it wasn't June, one of your things?
June Lockhart was in it.
They did a movie.
Danger Will Robinson. Danger Will Robinson. Danger Will Robinson.
It was just silly. Yeah, I appreciate that stuff. I didn't like Star Trek, by the way.
Really?
Didn't like it at all. Didn't think it was. I thought it was campy and silly. It wasn't. I saw the first Star Trek movie and loved it. The first Star Trek movie I thought set the tone for what I thought was best about the show.
Huh. Well, this is not the first reboot. This is Hollywood's way of just recycling, I guess. They're going green because in the last few weeks we've learned that they're going to redo this show, Twin Peaks, Say Anything, which is the movie, and then Uncle Buck also. Now, some cancellation news. We'll do the good with the bad. Cancellation news for CBS is Unforgettable, that show with Poppy Montgomery.
No.
It's been canceled for the second time.
Yeah.
It was canceled once by CBS. They decided to make it a summer series. It came back for a couple of seasons, and now it's gone again. This on the heels that CBS renewed Under the Dome and Extant. So,
which is
sad news
if
you're a fan of that show.
Yeah, Unforgettable is a good show. I liked it.
The only bummer with that show is Poppy Montgomery's voice. It's like she's trying to be sexy all the time.
Really?
She could be saying, I have to go to the bathroom. And she's very low and sultry.
Really?
All right, Dancing with the Stars news. Sadie Robertson is one of the contestants on that show, and she may have let a little bit of information fly.
Yeah.
She was talking with someone about how nervous she gets on Dancing with the Stars because it's a live show. She said, quote, that freaks me out because I'm on Duck Dynasty. It's like recorded way like 3 months before it shows. Little Valley Girl there. We get to record it like 10 different times if we mess up. This is like you get one shot. If you mess up, 15 million people see it. So is it true? Is it a blockbuster news that maybe Duck Dynasty and other reality shows are scripted?
Well, the other side of it is that if you are on any kind of a TV show, these sitcoms, if you've ever been to the taping of them, they do take after take. A one-hour show usually takes 3 hours to do.
You'd expect that because it's a sitcom. Duck Dynasty is supposed to be a quote-unquote reality show. So now she's admitting that they retake scenes all the time.
Who believes that in the first place?
Well, there you go. Guardians of the Galaxy is a great movie.
Those people aren't smart enough to get... They're only smart enough to be able to milk the marketing
aspects of it,
but they don't know how to do this sort of thing, so they got to do it over and over and over again.
Yeah. All right, Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, great movie. If you get a chance, go see it. It's just the beginning for that franchise. Now the gang will reunite for an upcoming animated TV series airing on Disney XD.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be kind of cool. That series will premiere sometime in 2015, so good news there. And then Carol Burnett in the news. She doesn't want to brag, but she's done it all, and she's done it many times. She's going to Broadway. Isn't this really cool?
No, I don't care.
You really?
Matter of fact, Richie, play a couple of commercials here, will you please? It's 57 past the hour.
Wow.
Come on, play the commercial.
Come on.
Come on, let's go.
No.
Wow.
No, I'm not going
to
do it.
Well, don't complain to me later about not having the time to put the TV.
I think I'm going to go in the corner and cry.
Choice Hotels.
Yeah.
They need to be heard.
Yeah.
Let's get down to business. You don't travel too often for work, but when you do, you want to stay where you know you'll be taken care of. That's where Choice Hotels comes in. We have everything you need to keep you on top of your game, like free hot breakfast for that much-needed morning boost, free internet to keep you in touch with home base, and a generous loyalty program so you can earn great rewards. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Amenities vary by location.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
Alright, so I'm intrigued that Carol Burnett, the Burnett's story, even though it's not a TV show, she's going to Broadway because she was a TV performer. Is that it?
Yeah, of course. She's like the television star. Besides Lucy, I think she's the biggest name that ever was on TV.
I really did care. I really did care about this, but I had to do a couple of commercials. So is she going to Broadway? When?
Coming up in the fall.
Coming up this fall.
Yep. I already deleted the story. When you said it didn't care, when you didn't care, I was like, okay, well, check, please.
I do care. I love
it. On to other stories.
59 after the hour.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.